Okay, today's daf is Yerushalmi Pesachim Daf Lamed Tes, and we are on Lamed Chesim Abeis. We're in the sugyas of Kachim and the sugyas of Karban Pesach. As we know, Karban Pesach has many unique halachas that don't apply to any other karban, as we will see, and it also shares halachas that have to do with other karbanos, other kachay kalim. As we know, as we said yesterday, Karban Pesach is one of the Karbanos shlamim, might be in the larger category of shlamim, or just in the category of kachi kalim. So we are on Lamed Chesim Abeis, talking about different machshavos psulos, as we saw the Rambam, talks about the different machshavos psulos, and the relationship between shalol lishma and pigol. As we know, pigol is what we're talking about now. Maybe pigol is the basis for Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe it's not, as we saw, the relationship between the two. Maybe there are differences between the two, as we saw. Maybe two differences. We're up to Lamed Chesim Abeis, Mishtane Lamachsheves Pasul. Right? So what happens? We were just talking about the relationship that Akara Pesach on the days outside of Pesach switches to a shlum, and it transitions. And it might be a natural transition, but we said in the last day that we saw that maybe it has to be designated for a different carbon. So we saw 2 days whether it has to be designated for a shlamim, to become a shlamim, to remove the chaloshem ola, the chaloshem pesach, to become a shlamim, or if it's mishtane for any other carbon. As long as it's changed to a different, it's shalol lishma, shalol lishma is changed to a different, even if you have in mind l'shem ola. Have in mind l'shem ola, that's enough to remove its status of shlamim, Pesach, and make it into a shlamim. So that was the different days that we had. So now the Gemara says, according to that day, that you have to change it. You have to change it and have in mind that designation. So says the Gemara, mishtane l'machsheves pasul. What about mishtane, if you have in mind the shinui shelo lishma, as we know you have in mind a different carbon, let's say it's supposed to be a Pesach, but it's not Pesach, you have in mind Ola or Shlamim. But when you had that Machshava, you also had a Machshava, you had a Pigol thought in that Machshava. Mishtane l'machsheves pasul, right? Shachat Pesach l'shem Ola, it's Nepach l'shlamim, but is this only if you had a perfect Machshava l'shem Ola? What if you had a Machshava l'shem Ola Pigol? Right? Do we say, well, it's going to be pasul anyway, so maybe it doesn't even change and leave it as Ki'ilu is still a Pesach and therefore it's pasul? Or do we say, no, the Machshava does help? That's the question. The Gemara is going to explicate it. Mishtana l'machshava is pasul. Hey, Chavir, what exactly is the case? Shachtu l'shem ola almanas lizrok dam alamachar. It is a Karban Pesach, but it's a Karban Pesach, not an Erev Pesach. Therefore, the only way it's going to be kosher is if it's shalol lishma. So it's Pesach, shalol bizmano, and you shechted it shalol lishma, so it should be kosher, but when you had your shalol lishma thought, you also thought pigol, right? Lamachar. So do we say that it becomes a shlamim of pigol, and therefore it's a problem? Or do we say, well, once you had a problematic thought, it's as if you didn't have any thought? So the Gemara says, well, what difference does it make? Become Makom Pasulu. Either way, it's going to be Pasul. So the Gemara says, no, there is a difference. There's a difference. Is it Pigol or is it Pasul? There's a difference between the two. If you say it has changed, you could be Mishtane, even if it's a Machsheves Pasul, then Pigol. So then it is Pigol, and therefore, Nafkamina, if I eat it, it's Chayv Kriv Karis by Pigol. But if you say, once the Machsheves is Pasul, so that it doesn't even work, and therefore it just stays what it is, so that it's just like a Karban Pesach that you shechted lishma, right, because the shalol lishma machshava didn't work, and therefore, pasul, it would just be pasul. So that's the, Gemara has a question, which the Gemara does not answer. Pigol itself has a lot to talk about by pigol. There's a separate iser of eating pigol. Remember, thinking pigol, that's what we just saw, that's not allowed, that's what the Rambam says. It's one of the machshavos psulos. The Rambam also says that it's ki'ilu when somebody has a problematic thought, as we read yesterday, that only the oved can have a problematic thought. We don't paskin like some amoraim, that even the bailim can have a problematic thought and ruin it, but only the oved. But that's ki'ilu your matzel mum b'kachim, right? You didn't physically put a mum on the car, on the kachim, but it's ki'ilu, your matal mum, the kachim, because now it is ruined. And that's what the Gemara, the beginning of Baba Kama talks about, is this mazik, is it one of the avos mazikin, if somebody is mefagel, bekachim. But there's no separate lo sase counted as being mefagel, that could be included in matal mum, and it could be hezek. But the Isser of eating, pigel, that is counted. That's a pasuk in Parshas Sav, where the pasuk, according to the Torah Shebaal Peh, is referring to pigel. And the chinuch in Kuf Mem Dalet, and the Rambam in Lo Sase Kuf Lamed Gimel, Kuf Lamed Beis, quote the Isser of pigel. Shlo lechol pigel. Pigel who? Karbon shech, I'm reading the chinuch. Pigel who karbon shechashav alav a kohen hamakriv. The kohen hamakriv thinks, again, that's what we said, that it's only about the kohen hamakriv. It's not about the bialim, because the bialim are not allowed to take pigel. That doesn't work. The Minchas Chinuch talks about this, here in Os Yud Gimel. Just that detail. What does it only the kohen hamakriv? He says, Tevas Kohen who rock al hakrava aval b'shchita nasa pigel afila bizar ubechalak sherem l'shchita. We know shchita k'sher bizar. So what it says, only the Kohen Makriv, but you can think pigel during shchita, and it doesn't have to be the Kohen that has that thought during shchita, because we know shchita k'sher bizar. Umachkaza o hakrava nechla b'chalak rava shalosh avodos. That's what he must mean. Kabbalah, holacha, and zrika. Right, the first one he's not referring to, right, that's a big sugya about how much shchita is an avoda, shchita lav avodahi, is that connected to shchita k'shir bazar? That's one of the days in Tosis. But the chinuch says here, again, getting back to his lashon, karpet shachashav alav akoyin hamakriv, machshev es psul, bishas zvicha o hakrava. That he thinks about this type of psul, during the shchita, or the hakrava, upasul psul machshavahu kagon, shehiskim bedaito. He thinks in his mind, again, Pasha Pshat thinks in his mind, that is Machshava. We mentioned Rashi and Tosfos say it has to be Dibor, but the Pasha Pshat is that this is a Psalm Machshava. He says, Shehiskin Bedaito, Be'esa Zvicha, O Be'esa Akrava, Sheyochal, Me'oso Karban, Achers Mana Mugbal Achilaso. That he thinks that is going to be eaten, he's going to eat from this Karban after the time, O Yaktibi Menu Mashatar Haktara, Achers Mana Mugbal Haktara, or he's going to be Makhtar, he's going to burn what's supposed to be burned after the time of Haktara. Shachilas Hamizbeach, Vachilas Adam, Hakol Nishma Balashan Achila. Because consumption, it's all about consumption. So consumption can mean human consumption, or it can be Mizbeach consumption. Ubir Akasev Shaocha Mimenu Sheyisa Avon, and then this avon is karis. What about the iser the asara v'ulam asaraso continues the chinuch klomer halav hamefurish alze milvad haonish it is karbakan. This is the punishment hanefesh bim heachel ye achel. But if you eat, then avona yisa. So where's the lo sase, the warning? That's what it says back in the miluim lo yochal ki kodesh hu. So he says it's going all the way back to Parshat Tzavet. That's where the that's what's alluded to and included in that pasuk. Good. And then the chinuch says, "V'zeh shomar v'mehachol yachal b'yom ha'shlishi." The pasuk that talks about in Sav Pigol, again, the Dorash Bechsav is not Pashup Shat, but the Pashup Shat is that if you eat this on Yom Shlishi, but we know that the Torah Shabbat Pet tells us that that's not what it means. Klomer shechashav alav la'ochlo b'yom ha'shlishi. Shekid darshu zechonim levracha b'zeh pasuk v'mehachol yachal pigol yeh. Kof aznecha lishmoa b'machashiv al zivcho sheyochal b'menav yom shlishi because of adaber shehu nifsad bezos hamachshava v'yochlo chayev kares v'chulu. And he continues, right? It's not what the it seems like, but it's dafka the when you have that thought and not when you actually did the avoda in that way with that psul. And there are many other details that are mentioned when and how one creates one pigel. If you look in the end of the chinuch, again, we've been talking about pigel the past couple of days, so I thought I'd read the chinuch today. V'chein, towards the end of the chinuch, he says, V'chein me'inyin ha-mitzvah, ma'sha'amru gamkin, sha'amakrev ha-machashe, b'achshav es pigel over belav, she'emra lo yachshov lo, b'pi ha-shmu al-amanu, she'bechlal ze asar ha-shav shlo yachshav b'achshav es pigel, av mikom ha-kom, eino nechshav me'cheshbon shasalavin. The azhara of lo yechashev lo is not included in one of the 365 Lo sases lefishu ke'ein snifim lelav acher shu nechshav belavin. it's included in a different lav, which is kol mum lo yebo, as the Gemara says in Bechoros, misham lav hamat la misham lav lamato mum bekachim. Now let him make a mum on the kodesh. V'zeh inigam keishav mechshav psul, based on the Rambam and the Gemara. Kedi amato mum who nechshav lefichach lo cheshbanum, and a cheshbon is not a separate los, I say, because it is included in putting a physical mum on the animal. Become akam ena loke alav zeh lefish ein ba maisa ella machshava bilvad. There he says of a feirish, it is machshava. That's what the Mechas Chanun talks about in Os Yudches against the Rashi and Tosas, and the other day is that it's verbal, but the Rambam and the Chiddush seem to say that it is pretty much violated already by Machshava. Okay, last line. Let's get back to the Gemara. Lamed Chesam Abes. Says the Gemara, remember what we said about Korban Pesach. Korban Pesach, Lishmo, Bizvano, if it's Erev Pesach, so then Lishmo is Kasha, Shalom Lishmo is Pasal. Right, we mentioned the first Mishnah, Zvachim tells us that if it's a carbon is shalol lishmo, there's only two exceptions. Most of the time it is kosher, but it did not count. Lo alo b'alam shem chova, but chatas and pesach bismano lishmo is going to be possible. Shalol lishmo is going to be possible. What? And the shalol bismano, if carbon pesach the rest of the year, that it's the flipped. Shalol bismano would be kosher because you were not take it. You designated it for a different carbon. Then it becomes a shlamim. Shalom bizmano is kasher, and shalom bizmano shalom lishma is kasher. But if it's lishma shalom bizmano, that's not going to work. That's going to be puzzle. So what happens if you have both thoughts? Lishmo v'shalom lishma v'shayim bo sashana. It's the rest of the year, so then shalom lishmo is going to make it kasher. What if you add lishmo v'shalom lishmo during the shchita? So what is the halacha there? So Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya b'shem Shmuel Bar Abba Mikivan. We're going to go with Rav Chaim Kanievsky's girsa here. Mikivan she'amar, which is parallel to the girsa elsewhere where the Gemara comes up. Mikivan she'amar shelo lishmo. Well, you had a lishmo and shelo lishmo. So the Gemara says, if you're shelo lishmo, you know that will make the animal kosher. So that's good enough. Mikivan she'amar shelo lishmo naase kishochet b'shtika. V'shalo lishmo v'hu kasher. Disregard the lishmo makshava that you had, which would passel the karban, but you look at it as if you didn't have any other thought besides the shalo lishma, meaning your second makshava is good enough. Again, mikivan she'amar shalo lishmo naase kishochet b'shtika v'shalo lishmo v'hu kasher. So Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya in the name of Shmuel Shmuel Bar Abba says it's kasher. Right, if you think lishmo v'shalol lishmo, it's as if you thought shtika and shalol lishmo, and it's kasher. Amar lei, but it was said to him, ikeni, one second, if this is true, ikeni is like ihachi, so then why not even in this case? Afilu shachto, again, this is shalol bismano. Even if not just, what did we just say, the question was, during the shchita, you had both kavanas, lishmo and shalol lishmo. So what about if you had one during the shechita and one about the later zrika. Afilu shachto shalishmo lizrog dama shalishmo. Even if, let's say, you have a pickle thought, if you did a shechita lishma, which would passel the karban, but lizrog dama shalishmo, but you had a kavada for zrika shalishmo, well, why don't you, v'ye asa misha'a rishona kishachto lishmo v'shalishmo, why don't you bring that future machshava of shalishmo back to the shechita, and skip the next word, v'yehei kasher. So why do you say even this type of thought, where you did it in two different avodas, right? This is taking a stand on yesterday's daf. Remember, we had the three deos, what the pshat is for Rabbi Yochanan. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say, mechashbe me'avoda le'avoda? Do we say it's ke'ilu, you put both avodos during the first avoda? You put both machshavas during the second avoda, or with different deos? Or do you learn it from or do you separate it? Do you separate, and they're not parallel to each other? So the Gemara asks here, based on one of those explanations, that you look at the machshava, both machshavas to the avoda that you're involved in now. So the question asked on Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya is, if you're telling me that two machshavas during the shechita, you could just look at the second machshava. So what if you have one machshava during the shechita, one machshava during the zrika? Why don't you say ki'ilu that second machshava is during the shechita? And therefore, it's kosher. So Gemara says, no, you can't say that. Because here, at least you had a shalo lishma machshava during the shechita, which is machshav the karban. You can't compare that to a case of where you just thought about tizrika. Amar Rabbi Abba Mari, man amar b'shtika kosher. O nomar b'shtika pasul. Right? In Rabbi Bun's case, even the Shechita had a Shalolishma element, which is Machshir the Karban. But in our case, the entire Shechita is Lishma, which passels. The later Zerika, or the later Machshava, at the time of Zerika, is not related. Right? Just like in the case of Emachashim Me'avod L'Avoda, you can't have that involved. And therefore, says the Gemara, you can't compare the cases. So says the Mishnah. We're now up to the next point of a unique Pesach halachas. Remember, there's these dafim give us a window into kadshim and zvachim. Some of them are unique Pesach halachas. Some of them are generic karban halachas. So now we get into some unique Pesach halachas. Shachtush lola ochlav, if I shecht a karban Pesach with in mind for people who are unable to eat it. Shalola ochlav. Shalolim nuyav. Or people who are not nimne. We know a special din by the karban Pesach. One has to be appointed and grouped together before the shechita of the Pesach. You have to be in groups. You can't come, without any preparation. Right? You have to come in groups. La'arelim v'latmeyim. Or you have kavana that just for arelim. Arelim cannot eat the karban Pesach. Somebody's uncircumcised. V'latmeyim pasul. So if I have in mind people who cannot eat the karban Pesach, so then it's pasul. But if I have in mind both of them, la'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav, some people who are pashup shad of the Mishnah, as we'll see, the Gemara is going to have this paskana, but maybe not the Havamina. La'ochlav v'shelo la'ochlav, l'mulim v'shelo la'mnuyav. I have some people who are able and some people who are not. L'mulim v'la'arelim, for circumcised and for uncircumcised. L'tmeim v'la'tarim kasher. So if I have half good and half bad in mind, so then it's going to be kasher. Interesting, the Tzlach wonders why, when you have put them together, three out of the four have the good ones, let's say the kasher ones first, right? Ochlav and shlo ochlav. Minuyev, shlo minuyev, right? The first ones are the ones that are good. Mulam and arelim, except the last one. Litmeim v'latahorim. So why does it switch it, the last one, litmeim v'latahorim? Why doesn't it say tahorim tmeim to be parallel to the other? So the Tzlach, here the Nodbi Yehuda, in his commentary on the Mishnah, Yishla Daktik, the Bekulu Nakaratana, this is on Daf Samach Aleph in the Bavli. Nagaratana Hechsher Kodem L'Apostol, Lochla Zol Lochla, V'chin B'kulu, U'betvim Hafach HaSeder, V'nokan Apostol Kodem, V'ulai Ratzel L'Haros, D'lo Shayach Kan, Lo Tfos Lashon Rishon, V'lo Tfos Lashon Achron, U'bechol Inyan Kasher. We know elsewhere there's a Machlokas Tanoim, whether you go by the first or the second language. So maybe the here it's flipped just to show you this has nothing to do with that Machlokas. Right? Whatever you say about that machlokas here, we would say it's kasher if you had both of them in mind. Even if you usually hold tfos lashon rishon, but if you had kavana for both, so then it is going to be kasher. Arelim here is a big sugya. As we know, what does arelim, generally mean? Arelim usually means uncircumcised, but, Rishonim have a discussion often when Arel comes up. And again, once I have it out, the Sefer HaChinuch has a discussion of this and a summary of the Shittas. At the beginning of Mitzvah Yud Zayin. Mitzvah Yud Zayin is the Mitzvah of the Isser of an Arel eating from the Karban Pesach, what we're talking about here. Kol Arel Lo Yochal Bo. What does an Arel mean? So, uncircumcised, more specific. Why uncircumcised? So the Sefer HaChinuch says here, V'hu Arel Shemesu Echa Machmas Bila. V'yitzorach Lomar Mishum Ela Arlus. Right? Even someone, says the Chinuch, whose brothers died because of Mila, and there's a hemophilia issue in the family, and therefore they can't, this person, once he had two, we paskin l'chumra, when it comes to the fashas, even two is a chazaka, so this boy cannot get a Mila. Okay, can't get a Mila, he can do most mitzvahs, an Aro can do most mitzvahs, but a few of them he can't do, he can't eat truma if he's a Kohen, and he can't eat the Karan Pesach. So this is included in the Ochkalara lo'yochabo, ve'yitzor achlomer, and obviously if somebody who denies and doesn't want to get a Mila mishumin, la'arelos, that would be a problem. The first piece in the Chinuch here quotes the discussion, the summary of the Rishonim, right? That most Rishonim hold the Rambam is not Machalik and Rashi and the Chinuch here. Nira the Bechol Inyan Avshem Esu Echav Achmas Mila Veitzorach Lamol. Here, even though the halacha is that this boy is not allowed to get Bris Mila because of the Sakana, still he's called an Arel, not his fault, but he's called an Arel. And if he would eat from this Karban Pesach, he would get the Yisad Araisa of Bechol Arel Lo Yochal Bo. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Hey Betshuma. This is this Rashi and Yevamos Daf Ayin and Tosas Daf Ayin and Rashi Tosas elsewhere and Zvachim and Chagiga v'chulu. But a few of the Rishonim and a few of these places quote Rabbi Tam. Rabbi Tam has a different shita about what Arel is. Arel means if you decide not to get a bris milah. Let's say a person is scared. Not just kofar. But he's scared. He doesn't like surgery. He doesn't want to get a bris milah. That's an RL. That's an RL, and that's the RL that cannot eat truma or karbet pesach. But what if somebody halachically is not allowed to get milah? That's not called an RL, says Rabbeinu Tam. Tadafka yave misyare lamul. Avo b'mesu echa machmas milah. Dena rashoy lamul. O be'eze inyat she'ine rashoy lamul machmas sakana. Rashoy lechol pesach v'shuma. Unbelievable. He's allowed to eat Karban Pesach and Truma. And according to some versions, he could do the Avoda. Do the Avoda, even though a Kohen Arel can't do the Avoda. According to different some versions, you might not say all of the versions of Rabbeinu Tam hold that way. So that is discussion of what Arel means. The Minchas Chinuch does add that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, Arel is only if he never had a Zman that was Roy to get Bris Milah. He was born into a family where his brothers have already died. By Mesu Echav, Machmas Bila. But if he had a Shah Re'uya Lamul, and then somehow, you know, it, something happens that his brothers, I don't know, let's say he has this triplets, and the first two brothers died, you know, when he was born, you know, maybe he was Roy. But Shemesu Echav, Machmas Bila, O Chala Kodem Yomashmini. That's the only time when it's an Aral. Avalem Haisa Shah She Roy Lamulo. The Acherechin Chala Vadeg Arabiratam Odete No Ochel. If he already had a Shah Shera'ui Limol, and then he doesn't get it because it turns into a different situation, so then even Rabbeinu Tam would agree that he is not called in, he cannot do eat the Karban Pesach or eat Truma in that case. So what's the Raya? Because he says, what about every Kohen Arel at night? You can't do Bris Milah at night. Right? So then maybe you should say, okay, but at night he can eat Truma and catch him. Can't say that. Because he had a roi lamul during the day. And the Minchas Chinuch says, and don't tell me that night is a different type of psul. That night is more of an external psul of the zman is gorim. You might say that. You might say that, Chilek. But that's the Minchas Chinuch, what he thinks is the raya. Again, that's a discussion about what RL means here. We continue the Mishnah. Shachtu, was quoted earlier. Shachtu, Kazma Chazos Pasol, Bidiyeved, Karban Pesach Shechtin for Chatzos is possible. Shneimar Bo, Bein Har Arbayim. That's Ma'akev. Kodim LaTamid Kasher. But before the Karban Tamid, that's Kasher B'Di'eved. U'Bavatshe Yehei Echad, Memaris B'Damo, Achi Yizorek Dama Tamid. But as you don't want the blood to congeal. So if you shechted the Karban Pesach before you did the whole Avoda of the Tamid, so then the person should be mixing the blood of the Karban Tamid the blood of the Pesach while you do the Zrika of the Tamid and then do the rest of the avod of the Pesach. The Nizra Kasher, but if you did the whole avod before it, it's still Kasher also. That's not a dimly kuva. Minayin Chuzar L'Shoch L'Ochlov. How do you know that you have to check the Karban Pesach? L'shem people that could eat it. Rabbi Yochanan, B'shem Rabbi Shmuel, Ish L'Fiachlo, Tachosu. Tachosu literally means to count. That's the Pashup Shad. Every person should be counted to bring the Karban Pesach. Amr Rabbi Yoshia, B'Lashon Sarsi, it also could be a Lashon of Sarsi, which is Aramaic. Aramaic says the Karban Eda, and sometimes you have Aramaic words in the Torah. Ka'adam, shu'omer l'chaveiro, kos li'as atleazeh. It's like somebody says to their friend, kos also can mean shecht, could mean cut. And that's why, and you see, therefore, that the word tachosu, which could mean shecht, is next to the word achlo, which is merames, that shechting should only be l'shem eaters. Kos li'as atleazeh. Ketza shalolo ochlov, how do I know that what is shalola ochlav shach l'shem chola l'shem zaken sheni cholam lachol kizayis you shach l'shem anyone who cannot eat a kizayis of karan pesach that's called shalola ochlav ketsa shalolam nuyav shach l'shem b'nei chabura cheres if I shach l'shem a different chabura right someone who is not part of the chabura that's going to eat this karan pesach. Good. Now the Gemara is going to say Hada Amra. Four things we learned from this halacha. The Karban Eda explains the Havamina. The Havamina, how we understand the Brisa right here, is that when the Brisa says that you have to shechtit l'shem, let's say, eaters, or l'shem minuyim, that im echad, kasalka daidav, says the Karban Eda, even if only one of the group is problematic, it ruins the whole Karban. Kasalka daidav, shem echad, mibriach habura, chole, ozake, jeniachol, lechol, kezayis, posel. even if one, right, it's the Brisa says, Shachtu l'shem chole, chole is singular, l'shem zakein, shedi cholon. So even if you have 100 people, if you shachtu l'shem all of them, but one of them is unable to eat, that passes the carbon. That's a wrong havamina. But that's what the havamina is. The Gemara says, if that's true, then hada amar shakata yeshlo, minyan lifsol. What if you have 100 people and one of them is a katan? We know katanim are allowed to be part of the minuyin, but a katan can't eat kazayas. So this is saying, this, if you understand the brisa this way, that even if only one is pasul, then the katan is going to pasul. Also, let's say somebody is far away, he's been there for chokah b'shach shchita. That also is going to pasul. Hada amra, hada messiah ledromi. Also, maybe this is supports the southern rabbis. The Dromi Amrin, because they said, Emurin sha'avdu, mechashla kibishay kayamin. The Dromium said, we know that haktaras emurin is nama akef. But if I do a pigol thought, let's say pigol, and I think during the shchita that I'm going to do the haktaras emurin la'achar zmano, so that ruins it. It's pigol. What if the emurin have since been lost and destroyed? Say the rabbis of the south, even if I could still have a thought that ruins the carbon. Even I could have a thought to do haktaras emurin la'achar zmano, even if the emurin don't exist right now, it still ruins it. That's the language of the Dromian. Emurin, sha'avdu, the emurin, the fats that are lost, mechashel of kibishim kayamin. You view them as if they're there. So it would be the same thing here we're comparing. Even if somebody who cannot eat a kazayas, you might think, just ignore them. No. Don't ignore them. They're there and they ruin the group. So that's the third. Hada amra fourth. Shachatu shetoch emenu chati chaburaso pasul. Right? If you only had kavana, then only half the chabur is going to eat it and not the other half is pasul. Right? This, which is basically against the Mishnah, because the Mishnah says, la'ochla v'shalo'ochla is kosher. So how could the Brisa say that even if only one of the group is problematic, it ruins the whole group? So the Gemara answers, we have the wrong understanding of the Brisa. Amar b'chagai kubi Rabbi Yosa, tifator she'akulan cholin. No, the case is where they're all cholin, or all shalola ochla. That's the case that apostles, not just one. Amar le, disli l'shei b'nei chabura psulin. So why does the Brisa use the language of singular? Chole zakein. Amar le, right, no, it just means that there are ksherim, but if you only had in mind l'shem, those psulim, that would ruin it. But if you had in mind everybody, so then that would be okay. That would be okay. Amar Rabbi Elazar. So now we're saying maybe we just had a wrong understanding of the Brisa, which we corrected. So now Rabbi Elazar is going to have a different understanding of the Mishnah. Masnisa, against what we have just been talking about. Masnisa, you know when the Mishnah says the ochlav is lola ochlav, that's kasher? Not where you had in mind both for during shchita. Masnisa b'sheshachtu la'ochlav v'niskaper bo la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you did the shchita l'shem la people who could eat it. V'niskaper lo, that means the zrika, because that the zrika brings the kapara. You did the zrika la'ochlav v'shlo la'ochlav. The zrika was done for both. Avalam shachtu mishar rishona. Skip the next word. Lo'ochla v'shlo lo'ochla pasul. Rabbi Elazar holds, if you did the shchita for lo'ochla v'shlo lo'ochla, it's pasul. The Mishnah is about a case where you did the shchita lo'ochla. It has to be pure lo'ochla. And then the zrika was for both. This is Rabbi Elazar's understanding. But that's against the pasha pshat of the Mishnah, right? That, look at the carbon eita right across from where we are. Haditznan, that which we learned in the Mishnah. Shachtu lo'ochla v'shlo lo'ochla kasher. Lav sheshachtu l'shem shneim. Doesn't mean where you shachtu l'shem both. Ela b'shachtu lo'ochlav l'chud. That's what's kasher. Lizrog damo lo'ochlav v'shlo lo'ochlav. Meaning, there's no problem. Lo'ochlav v'shlo lo'ochlav, that doesn't play a role by Karei Pesach except by Shchita. Shchita is a focused avoda when it comes to Pesach. Zrika, you don't worry about it. But the Shchita has to be pure. Says the Gemara, Rav Simlai asi gabi Rav Yonah son. Amar le alfan agada. Rav Simlai asked Rav Yonah son, can you please teach me some agada? Amar le, no I can't. Misores bide biyadi yavosai. I have a misora. Shlolamin agada lola bavli lola dromi. I can't learn, teach agada not to Babylonians and not to rabbis from the south, which we were just talking about. Why? Shehim gase ruach umute Torah. Whoa. Right? They are arrogant. They don't have a full Torah, in their mind. V'an ardoi vidar b'darim. And you have both problems. You're from Bavel and you're from the south. Whoa. So you can't teach him Agada. But the Rambam talks about in the Hagdama, the Birshav Mishnayis, the three approaches that people have to Agada. He says, one is Nebuch, right? One is Kfira, and one is correct. Right? The Rambam says, what's the Nebuch? Where somebody understands Agada as always literal. Take it literally, and I don't understand what the rabbis mean. Take it literally, and I wish I understood it, but I don't. So that's nebuch, because not every agad is meant to be taken literally. And then you have the other one, that's kfir, that the ones that take it literally and say, this is crazy, what does this mean? I don't understand it, and therefore this doesn't make any sense. And reject the secret that Chazal are trying to tell us. That's number two. And number three, the pashup shot is that sometimes it's literal, sometimes, not the pashup, the correct shot, sometimes it's literal, sometimes it's not literal. You have to know what Chazal meant, but that is the maybe the danger here that the Rif Simoy was saying, that they don't want to teach to audiences that might be dangerous, right? The Maritz Chayis, so one of the Achronim in the back, pointed out the Maritz Chayis, and Erev and Daf Nun Gimel. Erev and Nun Gimel says that the rabbis of the Babylonians were strong, and the Babylonians were wise. So it's kind of the opposite of what's going on here. What's going on here? Okay, that's the Maritz Chayis is Ha'ara, again in Erev and Nun Gimel. I'll just read you the Lashon. Erev and Nun Gimel, so he says here, doesn't understand why the Lashon here? The Erev and Nun Gimel says the Maritz Chayis. Sorry, the Lifnei Ziknei Darom Shem Chachamim Ma'od. That's the Gemara there. Tzarech Iyun, Amr B'Yushalmi P'sachim Perak Tamin Ishchat. In L'medin Agad, Alanshi Darom. Unbelievable, the Maritz Chayis had Bavli Yushalmi on his fingertips. Right, he quotes a steer from the Erev and Nun Gimel to this Gemara here in the Yerushalmi. Okay, so Amalei, he says to him, Amalei Chada Milsa. So, okay, just tell me something in Halacha. Right, you won't tell me, Agada says something in Halacha. Ma bein lishmo v'shalo lishmo, ma bein lo'ochla v'shalo lo'ochla. Why is it shalo lishmo and shalo lishmo is pasul, and lo'ochla and shalo lo'ochla is kasher? Amalei, there's three differences between those three types of machshavas. And we'll finish with this. Lishmo v'shalo lishmo psul bagufo. That's an inherent soul. That's more of external, who's going to eat it, not the carbon itself. You can't designate one part of the animal from the other. It's either lishma or shalo lishma. You kind of designate this part of the animal will be for this person, and this one will be for this person. That's the type of machshava that applies to all kachim. That's more of a cow problem, because it applies only to Karen Pesach. We'll see that according to what Rabbi Lazar just said in his understanding of the Mishnah, he will only hold of one of these differences and not all three. Okay, we'll have to stop here.